Russ yeah. Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. It's our golf business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. As the sports professor Rick Harrow joins us as he does each and every week. And of course, I'm not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. I'm the only one of the threesome here that's not a lawyer. I'm also the only one yes. of this triplet that's never had a hole in one. So again, I feel like the outsider no matter what I do.
Well, that's good because you deserve to be the outsider. Until you do get a hole in one, and I got to tell you, and Rooney, do you agree? It's an amazing feeling. For the first minute, you suspend reality. It's like what just happened? I can't believe it just happened because you never expect it.
It took me 25 years to get my first one. It was up at Port St. Lucie at PGA up there on the South Course, and I saw it go in.
It's now called the Ryder Course,
right? Yeah, right. I saw it go in, and I was like, my thing was not elation; it was just complete relief. I'm like.
Finally, it is.
Yeah. It's just like, thank God I don't have to keep going around. Sorry, Russ, saying, I don't have a hole in one. You know, especially like when my dad, who's not nearly the golfer that I am, has three or four of them, and half of them are shanks.
Your dad's a stick, though, man. He's a hell of a player.
Yeah, your dad is a bit more accurate than you are, and he certainly.
Well, he must be. He's got more, but it's just one of those. It was much more really than the second one I got. Was another good shot. It was up at Madison Green and in a practice round for a tournament up there. And it was just like, all right, now, maybe I can get a couple more of these. And that was at least 6 years ago.
Well, Pat, both of us have a chance today. You're playing up at the Dye Preserve today in a Palm Beach County Golf Association event. I will be playing on the Palmer course. Rick, we actually christened that course when it was first debuted after the renovation, and they changed the name from the General to the Palmer during Honda Classic Week. But I'll have a chance today as I play with the Honda Classic peeps, including tournament director Eddie McEnroe. So let's hope we both have good luck today, Pat.
We didn't ask Rick one business-related question.
But one really, really quick thing. When you play with the peeps, that was my first hole-in-one. What is it? That fifth hole is that par three on what used to be the General.
And it's number two. Number two is a par three.
No.
Number five over the water. Right.
That's a good one. Yeah. You got two pretty – well, I don't know this other course, but that's a good hole to
get
a hole-in-one.
Yeah, that's number five.
Yeah, no, that was five, a whole General, new Palmer. And when you play with the peeps, tell them about my hole-in-one, and that was my first.
There too. You can look.
No, I put a plaque there. Late in the morning, and then somebody pulled it away.
Hey,
but
Rick, real quickly before we let you go, just in a minute here, give me the thumbnail sketch, because you had a piece in your weekly dollar this week about the tennis players and Federer and Nadal playing today for the French Open Championship. If Nadal wins, it'll be his fourth in a row. But Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal led a group of ATP players that signed a vote of no confidence against ATP chief Etienne de Villiers because of his controversial calendar changes. Basically, they're upset because for the 2009 tennis season, eight non-Grand Slam Master Series events will become mandatory events, including the event in Miami, the event that's played right there on Key Biscayne. Give me an idea for what is this all about, and then do you think this could ever happen on the PGA Tour?
Well, and that's the exact issue, right, that Tiger and Phil and everybody deal with. It's Miami, but it's Rome, Madrid, Toronto, Cincinnati, Shanghai, Paris, Indian Wells, and you got to be very careful as to what kind of balance you have. Tournament promoters in each of those sports, tennis and golf, want to have the superstars, but you don't want to require the superstars to burn out, and that's the tension. So he didn't handle it well enough, only because people are complaining. You got to handle this stuff in private conversations. Remember, Tiger and Tim Fincham had a lot of conversations about that. So the analogies are pretty clear. So you guys have a good round. Rooney, hopefully we're still on for Friday. You and I need to talk.
We need to talk.
Good. Deal.
I should be here.
Rick,
good.
Thanks as always, buddy.
All right. Good. Talk
to
you guys.
Have a great Sunday.
Bye.
There he is, the sports professor Rick Harrow, who joins us each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic during our golf business and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins.